Teachers gone wild, or is it the students? A New Haven school teacher accused of pulling students' hair during an altercation.
Oh, man, I get it.
49-year-old from New Haven was taken into custody after police officers were dispatched to King Robinson Magnet School. The New Haven teacher who was arrested, I'm not going to use the teacher's name because, you know, let's sort things out.
She had a bad day.
Well, that's one way to put it.
That's one way to put it. It's a hiccup. So she was arrested Tuesday, allegedly pulled a student's hair during an altercation. This report's from News 8.
Chaos erupts in a school classroom as a teacher grabs.
What'd she say? Chaos erupts?
Kale syrup.
It's my new diet.
Kale sounds like gross. That sounds like
it
something
is.
Gross to eat.
Kale's IBS.
Kale syrups. I'll have the kale syrups.
Oh, you put syrup on kale.
Right. Mm. Kale syrups.
That sounds good.
Kale syrups.
Chaos erupts in a school classroom.
She's supposed to say chaos erupts?
Chaos erupts.
Okay. All right.
Chaos erupts in a school classroom as a teacher grabs seventh grader Destiny James by her hair.
You see her hand and her hair, and you see her let her hair go. And pushed her away.
It's hard for her mom, Destiny, to watch a clip of the incident caught on camera.
I have not slept yet. I can't sleep.
Her daughter told her the intercom had just gone off, dismissing them. And she and her classmates were heading out the door.
They have an intercom? We had a bell.
Yeah.
They have an intercom?
We had an intercom.
Intercom, yeah.
Yeah,
we had one, too.
It's tones now. It's not like that loud bell sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on. You think it's in your head. It's like that.
Yeah, did everyone else just hear that? Or
it was definitely just me.
There is a kid in my class, for some reason, he could easily replicate the tone. Like, he could, like, make the noise into his hands. He would just go, and we'd be like, oh, time to go.
That's crazy.
I feel for this mom.
Yeah.
But I also want to see a little bit more of this video. Can we pick up, like, the 3 to 5 minutes or 3 months leading up to this moment?
No, I want to know what happened. I used to sub, so I would never pull
really?
A kid's, I'd never pull a kid's hair out, but.
You wanted to.
Yeah, I did. It was like.
Teachers have a hard job.
They do. My mom's a teacher. My sister's a teacher. And we all subbed in the same school. And I literally used to go into their classroom and be like, what are you doing? How did we get here? How did we get here?
Oh, you'd say, what are you doing to yourself?
I just be like, what are we doing?
You'd be talking to yourself.
Yeah.
You'd be sitting there with these kids like, what are you doing?
I literally used to
say,
ask
we,
them,
like you
what
and you.
What are we doing?
What are we, me, myself, doing here? Myself, and I don't like it here.
How did we get here? I used to literally be like, we could throw a ball if you guys just stop talking. We could just throw a ball today.
They found Alyssa in the corner.
You're like playing with a kitty.
I know.
Like, if you stop that, we could play with this ball.
They have so many questions.
Hi, what'd you do in school today, huh? We played with
we
a ball.
We played with a ball today.
That's great.
My teacher threw out the lesson plans. Yeah, I was just like this, but a teacher.
This is one of those parents just don't want to know.
Yep, for sure.
They don't want to know.
I didn't do anything bad.
They kind of know already.
Yeah.
You know, it's that closet.
Yeah.
It's a friggin' mess in there, and I'm going to be here all day.
Yeah.
And they know it's not something they could go to one PTA meeting or whatever the hell they're called now. This is, you're going to have to unravel a lot.
It's
so they're like, I'm just going to act like this isn't happening.
Yeah. That's, I get it.
And then teachers get arrested, and we're like, wow.
I know.
Why would you put your hands on a child? Well,
it was their last straw.
Have you been in a classroom
literally,
lately?
Literally. I was like, I don't miss those days.
You have plucked someone's nerves down to the very last one.
The last.
And then you played it.
What grade
was this? Like a
banjo. Right.
Just that one.
Literally. What grade? And if you're hungry, oh my God, forget it.
Hangry.
No.
Oh my God. I was on like a coffee diet. And so I feel like part of it was my fault. And I was in kindergarten. They asked me so many questions. Yeah.
Diet.
Listen, it's been a long life. All right. It's been a long life.
All 28 years.
Oh my gosh. We're getting there slowly. So all those questions in kindergarten, I would just be like, and they just want to tell you everything. I don't have enough brain power for that.
Wow.
They tell me everything.
Like what?
Like, look at my shoe. Look at the scrape on my elbow. Look what I did on my paper. I was just like, we have to.
Wow, kid, you took a crayon to a piece of paper. Good for you.
Right. I'm like, that's amazing. I love that.
How long did you last doing that?
I think I did it for like 4 months. It was like right. It was
not long.
No, it was right. Long. It was out of college, so I needed a job, and it was easy, and like it was good. Like I have a lot of friends from there, but
right, you bond over the horror. It's like soldiers coming back from war. We all experience that hell together.
Literally, like they still come to my shows.
Or nurses
like,
who have worked the floor and have seen stuff.
Yes.
They're like, they'll be friends forever.
Everybody just gets it. So I like to do like teacher appreciation shows because I could do a lot of that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, I think parents look the other way, and then we see this news story, and we just, we get out to,
well,
teacher.
She skipped her pill that day.
Horrible.
I get it.
Yeah. Skipped her pill. Did you have a pill that you would take?
No, not back then.
Okay.
Not back then.
Now, fair.
Now, listen, time's tough.
Yeah.
All Alyssa did was sit in the corner with herself, giving herself a pep talk.
Literally. That's all I did.
How did I get here? We can do this.
I get a piece of cheese in 2 hours.
Piece of cheese!
Finally!
Oh, God. Man. I want to talk more about... What do we need to know? Teachers, are you listening? Are you there?
Yeah.
Want to call in and tell us what we need to know?
Phone in.
Yeah, because... I feel bad for this teacher. There's no excuse to put your hands on a 12-year-old.
No,
right.
No.
Unless the school district says, hey, man, not our problem.
Right.
I'll be over here at my office. Oh, and by the way, you can't send any of the kids here.
That's what I mean. What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do? You're just locked in a prison.
They've got no support.
Oh, God.
Wait, Phil?
They've got no support.
No support.
None.
Ashley?
They can't do anything.
No.
I don't know.
You guys are saying the same thing at the same time.
I really did.
It's like a class. No, call on me.
Right.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What grade was this?
The kid was 12 years old, so 7th grade.
See, that's a rough year. They, like, start having a brain.
Well, I really... Do you think?
Like, you know what I mean.
Wow.
They start knowing things in the world.
I think everyone gets their brain in a different year.
Yeah, I just got mine. It's been tough.
I'm working on mine. I'm making it better every year.
Yeah. I'm still waiting on mine.
Yeah, it'll come.
Okay.
Maybe you need one more degree. Maybe that's the trick.
Oh, God, stop. No more school.
Seventh grade. I just remember seventh grade, and I was a wise ass.
It was my worst year.
Was it?
I remember it. I did not like that the most.
Yep. Well, the brains are coming in, but also the hormones.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Yeah, you have that, too. Right.
Too much.
All kinds of stuff going on. Hi, Chaz and AJ.
Hey, Chaz and Tondra. I was a sub teacher for years.
Hi, Andre.
You must have been a cool sub teacher.
I know. He sounds it.
Yeah, it's funny because some of the kids that were the biggest pains that, you know, I wouldn't take any crap. And, like, they're the ones that see me now. Hey, Mr. V, how you doing? You know? Like,
yeah,
Mr.
No, you appreciate those teachers who got you in line the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
It's tough to be like that.
It was tough, man. You walk into the, she knows, you walk into the classroom and you're basically, you got a lesson plan and you already know when you're walking in that, forget it. Because, like, I'll have kids.
Literally,
the bell's not even ringing yet, and they look in, and they see me, and they go, "Oh no!"
Right?
And they're like, all right, we're
free day.
Class.
It's a free day.
Yep.
I would literally just tell them, "Well, look, this is what your teacher has planned for you. Do what you got to do. If you're not going to do it, don't bother me. I don't want to deal with it."
Same. That's exactly how I was. Do whatever.
No,
you want.
But
look
that's,
at me.
No,
with their
Andre,
eyes plugged out. Yeah.
Andre, that's you after you were worn out. They wore you down.
Was,
no, the new no, the that Andre was, that walked like, in the door was
yeah,
like,
day
oh,
he was hopeful.
I'm going to teach. I'm going to make
change
a difference.
The future.
I'm going to teach these kids.
Yeah.
And they beat this down.
They really
need.
I don't care about the future. I just wanted my paycheck.
Every ounce of energy and enthusiasm out of you every day. So finally, you're like, you know what? Do whatever you want to play with a ball. I got a lesson. Here, just stop talking. Here's a ball.
They would ask me questions.
I like, needed whatever like, Chaz is on.
It's funny. There'd be like geometry class, and they'd ask me questions like, "What is this?" I go, "I don't know." I go, "You'll never use this in your life. Don't worry about it." And they're looking at me all strange.
You just have to be really honest. I'd say, "I don't know what I'm doing. You don't know what you're doing. Let's just be quiet."
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to know something? I'll tell you about the history of Iron Maiden.
Right.
All their lead singers.
I'll tell you about IBS.
This is how you can be successful without schooling. Here we go.
Literally.
But I would tell them, I go, listen, never in your adult life will anyone want you to do any kind of math that pertains to them without a calculator in your hand. So don't worry about it. You'll use that. It again.
Yeah. It's a different thing now. It's not it that, the, you know, and there are so many good kids. Anytime I go to an event or something, I see kids. I'm like, oh, this is the future I want to see on Instagram and TikTok and on the news. These are the people I want to see. I don't see those people on the people who are jump, you know, putting like eating Tide Pods.
Oh my gosh,
that's
I know.
I see. Right. Yeah.
Exactly, so it goes viral. Well,
the problem is those good kids are not all in one place. They're scattered. Like, your school district only gets two. So there's two over there.
Probably know what to do.
There's a short supply of good kids.
Right.
It's like drafting a kickball team.
Right.
Give me Anna, please.
Yeah, I want the good one, please.
Well, I would sit in class sometimes, and the kids would look up at the clock, and it's a rotary clock, and they're asking me what time it is because they don't know how to read a regular rotary clock. I'm like, really?
Oh, man, how do we get here?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay, I'll see you in Taco Bell in 3 years.
But that
oh, my God.
Mr. B, that's not nice.
Don't get me turned on.
Remember me. I'm the two chalupa guy.
Guys, stop. Don't talk about Taco Bell.
All right. If you're a teacher and you want to call us, or a former teacher and want to tell us why you're not teaching anymore, what do we all need to know? This is your opportunity to do it.
Yes. I can tell
we need to know.
I know they're listening. I know you guys are listening.
Mr. Smith, I'm guessing that's a fake name.
How you
to protect
doing,
your
Jack?
Identity.
Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith.
Like the guy from The Matrix.
Yes.
Well, from my experience with the school systems, I see from the outside, I don't see the, you know, how the teachers deal with them. But what I have to deal with, there is no more after-school detention. They thought that was a little cruel, and the teachers didn't want to do it anymore. So there's really no repercussions. You can't chastise them. You can't yell at them. You can't insult them, you know, the students. If you do, they get offended, and you can be fired for it. I was told on several occasions I could have been fired for it. Asking if a student had his brain cells working.
Got your brain today?
You ask them why they're doing something. They go, I don't know. I go, is your brain working? I go, you got to know why you did it.
Right.
They're like, I don't know. But not like the old days where the teachers would whack you on the hand or push you over a desk.
There was a moment where it was too much, and then it leveled off. And you know what? We didn't hear any of these stories when it was leveled off. There was like a nice 10-year period where we didn't really hear about any of this stuff. Well, we had it about right.
Needs to be an in-between.
Now we're hearing teachers being arrested.
Right.
Right.
There's no in-between.
Yeah.
It's either nothing or I'm pulling your hair out.
Well, it's just like in the law enforcement industry. You know, the pendulum's got to swing back. Otherwise, you know, the inmates are going to run the asylum.
Yeah, I don't think we go back. I think what's happening, and it's been happening since the beginning of time, really, so it's not really new.
Yeah.
But people just move out of the school system.
Goodbye.
They're just like, all right, I'm going to go somewhere.
I'm going to go start
and
over.
And we just keep going deeper and deeper out into the country.
We go ruin someone else's life.
And then we ruin that country.
We go ruin someone else's life.
Yeah, like this. Oh, wow, Shelton's really nice and quiet. It's really out in the sticks.
Time
not
to
anymore.
Change it.
Well, we got to get past Shelton now.
That shockwave is coming.
Literally.
Let's go to Woodbury.
Let's go into the woods. We're going off the grid.
That's what happens.
Mr. Smith.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's just terrible. But you guys have a great day, okay?
Thank you, you
too. Thank you, sir.
They move the teacher to another district or they move the student to another district. So the student isn't getting any guidance or discipline. So you're removing the student, solving, quote unquote, the problem at that district. But then it's just going to be somebody else's problem somewhere else.
Right. No one's ever going to learn.
Like that kid's just going to grow up not knowing what's right.
And how to adjust.
Wrong.
Just keep getting moved.
Yeah.
Just keep getting moved.
But what do? We have the government be the parent?
No, we have the teachers run the classroom like they're supposed to, and the parents run the house like they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Go off.
Good luck there, Ashley.
Go off, Ashley.
Or we say, who wants to volunteer for the space program?
Me.
We're not sure if this one's coming back. So good luck. Lots of great things out
there. Can I join?
All kinds of followers on your social media when you get out there. It's going to be great.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be just awesome. Just get right out of this rock right here.
You probably have no service to talk to anybody while you're there, though.
Who wants to meet Elon Musk?
Door closes. Wait a minute. Why are all my teachers out here smiling? Bye.
Oh, man. Can I sign up?
Nancy, hey, the teacher. Morning. 24 years?
Yeah. 24 years I've taught chemistry, and I taught 14 years at a local community college.
Ah, God bless you.
Nancy.
I never liked chemistry.
Would we need chemistry?
I thought I wanted to be a chemist. That was a good day.
Well, chemistry explains a lot of things, and it makes you think, it just makes sense.
Oh, Nancy, that was a good answer.
Not a great one.
She's passionate. She's passionate.
It explains things? No, it gives me more questions. The only thing it explains to me is like, wow, I'm really behind everybody else.
Because our brain doesn't work like that.
Ask questions, because that means you're curious.
Right.
Now, what education has become, and I tell my students this all the time, because I'm always dropping, a little bit of my life experience, my wisdom. And I tell them, your technology has taken away from you your ability to be curious, to think about something, because all they do is whip out their phones and Google it.
It's true.
And when we were on last year, when we went back on a hybrid where half the kids were in and half the kids were out, we had to do everything electronically because we couldn't have, the kids that were out, how would they submit their work? Everything was, our students became soft because everything was easy. They just Googled it.
Right.
And now we're seeing the damage that was done from that, because the kids don't want to think. They don't talk. They don't ask questions, to no fault of their own. But here I am. I've always been a motivator. I have changed lives. I have been passionate. I have kept in touch with kids that I taught when I was in Waterbury.
Yeah. Yes,
I've seen
Nancy.
The beautiful stuff. I did great pride. I mean, you go on graduation day, you have tears in your eyes because of how you influence their lives.
Yeah,
right?
You remember them at the beginning.
Nancy.
Yeah, now it's like, get me home and get me to the gym because I want to cry because it's on the other end of the spectrum. Education is... when you guys say parents own the schools, they do.
Yeah,
they do.
Right, absolutely.
If I forwarded to you some of the emails I got from parents, you would be appalled. Now, I don't know who said it earlier, but I was doing a cha-cha here on my way to work. It was like, teachers run the school and parents run the home. Well, now it's like...
That's me. You can cha-cha because of me.
Cha-cha for you. Cha-cha for you.
She's very modest, too. Never gets credit for anything.
Right, exactly.
Now it's
great
like
humility.
The parents run the school, but then we also have to do the parenting.
Right.
My son has anxiety. You have to give him extra time. She had a bad day. It's like, you know what? Pull up your back bootstraps and move on. I told a friend of mine, a lifelong friend of mine, a couple of weeks ago that we lost, and he's hardcore like I am. We went to UConn together, and we toughed it out as chemistry majors, and it was not easy. I said, we lost a golden opportunity in this pandemic to teach our children character. What we had to do, teachers had to put on their magic capes. We had to reinvent our profession we went to the folder for pandemic. It was empty, so we had to figure it out and make it easy for the kids. Okay, I get that. Everybody was stressed out. But we lost a golden opportunity to teach our children character.
Right.
Say, okay, guys, this is a tough situation. We've never done it before, but we're going to rally together. We're going to figure it out, and we're going to keep learning. Nope, we had to just make it easy. Oh, I had kids who never, ever, ever showed up on the virtual class, and you can't give lower than a 50.
Right.
Can't give lower than a 50, So
I missed all this gravy train stuff in school.
I wish I had Nancy for my chemistry teacher.
Nancy,
that's what I think.
I feel like you're at therapy right now. Go off.
Let me tell you, you learn more than chemistry in my class. But, I was going to go a couple more years before I retired, and it was like, no, thank you.
No
really?
I put my papers in. Yep. Well, I'm old enough to retire with a nice pension. And
Good for you, man.
I want to go work part-time for you guys. Answer the phone.
We'll take
make
it.
Calls.
Yeah, Nancy.
I want to do mindless.
It's funny because there was a conversation just a few years ago, like, teachers are overpaid. da da da. They get time off. No one thinks that anymore.
No way.
That's gone. Right. That argument's gone.
Yeah,
it's gone.
Thank you for your appreciation, because you know, I mean, okay, yes, I know at the beginning, you know, I was the first one that hung a thank you sign on my front lawn for all the medical care workers, because I have a lot of friends in medicine.
You were the second, you know, my, behind me. But go ahead.
I saw what it was doing to my niece, who's an APRN in ICU, which was a train wreck back then. But we never got an iota of appreciation. Teachers never, ever. They had no idea what we had to do to make this thing work. I mean, it's so esoteric. You know, it's like those of us who are in it, we're exhausted. We're sad.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Or, you know, it's like I was talking to a fellow teacher whose child I have in my chemistry class this year, and she's a second grade teacher. And she said to me, Nancy, it's a job. I never thought of teaching as a job. I thought it was my calling. I came into it late in life.
That's just giving up.
And now it's
a bummer to hear someone try to talk you down about caring about what you do, but just saying, hey, man,
it's a job.
It's a job.
Just
right. Like, don't care as much.
You don't need
live
to
your life.
That.
Yeah. We need more people like you, not the it's a job conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad. It kind of breaks my heart. But I said, well, it's my time. I'll just go do, you know, something else. I'll, you know, my pension is good. I've saved up. I'm not an extravagant person. I live a simple life.
Yeah, live life.
But anyway, I am so glad I got to vent with you guys. And
I'm glad, too. We learned a lot in a short period of time.
Thank you, Nancy.
Yeah. Where are you going now? Are you still working?
I am. I'm on the way to work right now in the rain. I'm not going to say where I work.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, right. I'm in the burbs. I did 16 years at Crosby High School in Waterbury. Loved it.
You have an energy that anyone who knows who you are right now. Like,
it's Nancy.
Know who that is.
We're not saying any last names here.
No, that's
it. I'm not saying anything that isn't true.
Yeah, no, you're not.
You're not.
No.
You're not. I'm just so happy.
And you don't sound bitter, just frustrated.
Yeah. You just sound like you're venting.
You know what? If I could say something to your listeners, because you have a beautiful audience, you know, if there's a teacher that did the smallest thing that you appreciated, send that teacher an email today.
Yeah, I get it.
Send that teacher an email today and say, hey, look, I know you helped my kid out after school. Thanks so much, right? Instead of the you're a moron email, you know, because it's always right. Like, you know, you know, if a kid does well, he had great parents. If a kid did poorly, he had bad teachers. That's the way it is in the world.
I get what you're
saying. There's one step that has to happen before the thank you to the teacher, and that is, what did you learn in school today?
Yeah.
What did you do today?
Did anybody help you?
Tell me about your day.
Was anybody helpful?
Be involved.
Not like, hey,
right.
Did you do the laundry?
Yeah.
I guess clean your room?
I loved my
teachers.
Is your
homework done?
We were always like,
tell me
saying.
About your day.
Right.
So, all right, Nance. Great call.
I didn't learn anything.
Cuffy.
I'm not a school teacher, but I used to drive a school bus, and this happened back in 1976.
Ooh.
I had a route which took me into Belterre. You know where that is in Port Jeff.
Belterre. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a very fancy area.
High-priced. And
to say the least.
I used to have a route, went all the way down the road. Used to be this one family that the brother and sister never showed up on the bus stop on time. And I never had that problem before, prior to. And they were at least a quarter of a mile or further down the road before they'd even get to the stop. And every kid there was waiting, you know, in the wintertime when it got colder out. The rest of the kids would end up suffering because these two never could be at the stop on time. So I passed them. I went down and picked up three more steps, went down to the end, made the circle, came back, picked them up. Got them to the school, got back to the company.
In other words,
notified.
You're going to learn a lesson now. You're going to wait out. You're going to stand out here like the other kids do because of you. Okay.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, when I got back to the company that morning, my job was terminated because of that.
Yeah, that area and that street that you're talking about, there's some high-powered people on that street. High-powered
people.
Yes,
there are.
Yeah.
I mean, enough so that I lost my job because the kids couldn't be on time. And every other kid on the bus was like they started clapping because I left them, you know.
You know, Cuffy, for that moment, it should be worth it.
I was going to say, you were a hero for 5 minutes.
It was fleeting, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
It was worth it. I mean, the kids were all happy because these same two kids did the same thing over and over and over again. They never were on time. And if you're talking about 10-degree weather and the kids are standing out there freezing, they don't want to have to wait because these two couldn't be there on time.
Yeah.
So I get back to the yard, and I said, what happened? And they said, well, you left two kids. I said, I didn't leave them. They were over a quarter mile down the road from where they lived to get to the stop. I went and picked up the other kids, came back. If they had to wait a minute, they were lucky. You know, and then we went to school, dropped everybody off. I was happy with what I did, and so were the kids. And then I get back and said, well, we can't use you anymore. You're fired.
Wow.
Man.
And that was the power of basically what I'm saying is the parents, you know, they had control over a bus company
in
back
1976.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is
and
crazy.
I said,
money talks.
This is when it started. Yeah. This is when it started. And that's just and that, never mind what goes on in the classrooms. I mean, I've heard horror stories myself, and I said, I can't believe what goes on today. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's all the parents. It's not the kids.
Yep.
Oh, coffee.
I don't know about that kids part. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if they figure they can get away with it and their parents are going to stick up for them, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
There's no repercussions. They didn't get in trouble. I did.
Yeah, we can't regulate parenting. I just,
no,
you know, I think it's anytime you get to a certain age, you look back and say, oh, man, back when things were, you know, it was different. Of course it was different. But I've never heard so many people in their 20s say, wow, it's a nightmare at school. Like, I am not teaching.
Yeah.
You know?
It's really nuts.
Yeah.
So. Well, anyway, that's my story, and I thought you'd get a kick out of it.
You're a hero, Coffee.
You would have been my favorite
right
bus driver.
Yep.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.